This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi there. You're listening to More Than Potential, the podcast. On this show, we talk about mental health, well-being, and self-improvement from a Gen Z perspective. I'm your host, Faith. So I hope you guys are doing really well. I was actually going to release the final episode for the season, but I am doing some work on that. It's not quite ready yet. So this is going to be an impromptu episode, but one that I think we should definitely do. Like, I'm really excited about this one because I do this thing. So I am really into capsules and stuff. And one thing that I've done this for the past 3 to 4 years, is write a letter to myself and then open it a year later. Now, I have a letter that I cannot open for 2020 until the end of December, and I'll open it at the very end of the year. And I'm going to review some of my old letters because I just saw them. I stumbled across them the other day and I was like, I have to talk about this on my podcast because so much has changed and so much has stayed the same that I feel like it would be so interesting to discuss. So, okay, how did I get started doing this? Well, when I was a freshman in university, I did this leadership program. And so they had us write a letter to ourselves from before the program started. And then we wouldn't be able to open it until the last day of the program at the end of the semester. And that was going to be the end of my first semester at my alma mater, Kennesaw State. And I did that. I can't tell you for the life of me what was in that letter, but it was something really mundane and stupid because I didn't really take it that seriously. But I did like the fact that I completely forgot what I wrote about. So it was literally like a person giving me advice and telling me, you know, about things to do and things to avoid. And some of it was relevant, some of it wasn't. But the point was that I got to see how much growth had occurred that first semester. And I truly felt like there might be something to this. So I started doing it regularly. Now, I'm one of those people that uses the Notes app on my phone for everything. And so I actually have some of the letters in my Notes app that I'm gonna read for you guys. Now, some of these are incredibly personal. So we're gonna see. But I wanted to read and discuss some of these letters and kind of talk about what exactly was going on at the time for me to have written that. So let's go to one of the older letters. All right, so this is one of the oldest ones I have on my phone. I have a few that are older, but I have those in person and they're not here. They're somewhere else. I don't know, they're just not here. So this one was dated, meaning it was written December 24th, 2017. I told myself that I couldn't open it until December 25th, 2018. So I'm gonna read a little bit of this. Dear Faith, I am writing this on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because I can't stop thinking about you and what the future holds. Right now, you are picking up the pieces of 2016. You were a different person then. And although you've moved on and the pain is kind of numb now, there's still moments of incredible weakness where you wonder if things have actually changed. Don't listen to those thoughts. Things have changed and things are changing for you. I'll address each one of these topics in a concise order to make my thoughts more clear. Okay. The first section was on school. So I said that currently you don't have an internship or a part-time job It's hard to acknowledge how far behind you are in comparison to your peers. You want an internship or some sort of job experience, really anything. And though I understand your desperation because graduation is approaching, don't let your emotions control you. You still have options and you're not a failure. Your path is not linear and there will be plenty of pit stops on the way to success, but rest assured you'll be fine. Try not to stress out too much. Things have a way of working out. Okay, the next one is finances. Honestly, y'all, I don't remember what I wrote. So this is already gonna be, this is gonna be a time because I don't remember what I said. So finances. First of all, breathe. Your student loans are not as bad as they seem and you'll pay them off over time. A lifetime. Let's not talk about that. Okay, that was funny. You've always been interested in saving and investing, so continue to study that. Don't forget about your goals and make sure that you have a plan. I totally get how frustrating it is for you not to have what you want or need, but don't stress out or become too anxious about it. Things will work out, I promise. Okay, so I have another section that just says personal. Discipline has always been a challenge for you, but you don't want to have a situation where your life is on hold because of your health. Treat your body well and love yourself. Okay, on my family. Ooh, oh, this one. Okay, y'all, I'm shook. I guess I gotta read it because I promised I would. All right. On family. Whew. The biggest issue is probably your dad. He's a piece of trash, but don't hate him. You cannot afford to let bitterness consume you. He doesn't get to emotionally scar you and be an impediment in your life. Don't give him the satisfaction anymore. Oh man, this hit me hard, y'all. Okay, so on boys. This is the last section, y'all, to get us the last one. I hope you have continued to maintain a positive attitude about life and the possibility of love because you are more than deserving. You are lovable and you should wait for the best. Please don't just settle for anyone. I know it's lonely and it feels like you're watching the world leave you behind, but still hold out for someone good. In the meantime, treat yourself super well, better than any man could. No longer can you afford to come from a place of lack. You don't lack anything. You are complete and whole by yourself. I love you. I think you have the capacity to be kind, smart, and funny, but I think you still don't believe those things about yourself. You keep wanting and obsessing over things in your life to change. You want a change because you feel it will finally fix what you think is broken. You aren't broken, and there's nothing wrong with you. I know life sucks and nothing feels right. Not your job, your school, your family, not your student loans. Man, I was pissed about them student loans, I guess. Okay, sorry. Back to serious now, seriousness. But even in the middle of everything being wrong, you are still right. You are still good and the best person you know. Never forget that. Okay, that was cute, y'all. That was actually real cute. Okay, so like I said, that was dated in 2017, and I opened it in 2018 at 8 o'clock, apparently. So that's crazy, y'all. That's so crazy. So crazy. So a brief explanation. So I'm thinking at this point, that must have been 2017, 2018. It must have been like right before my junior year because like I did 5 years of school. So I feel like this must have been like junior year part two or part one. I'm thinking like this must have been, yeah. So this must have been the point in my life where I didn't get the internship because a lot had happened in my life before this point. Like by the time, like if this was written in December 2017, by 2018 in the summer, I had a boyfriend, I had a job and internship and a bunch of other stuff had happened. So that's why I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there are some things that definitely changed since then. It's really weird reading this stuff because, like, some of it is situational. And I can't remember the exact specifics of what was going on. But there's a few things in here that I'm like, I could tell kind of what might have been happening. But I don't know specifics on some of this stuff. Like, I think the part, I think the part that might have y'all shook is the part about my dad. So those of you who don't know, my dad is actually no longer alive, but in this particular part of my life, I think my parents had just gotten divorced that previous year. And then after that, you know, he had like been doing some shady stuff. And then I wasn't talking to him at that point. There was a point where we were estranged for a while, and then I started trying to talk to him, and then we were estranged permanently, and then he died. So I think this is the first time we were estranged, and I just hadn't talked to him. So I don't think we had had any interactions or anything. I just don't think that we had actually begun talking at that point, I guess. So, okay. I think there's enough. There's another one. Where's the other one? Here we go. Okay, so this one was written on December 25th, 2018. So a year later, this is on Christmas 2018. And I opened this in 2019, Christmas Eve, because I just couldn't wait. I don't know how I randomly remembered to open it and find it on my notes app, but y'all, I did magically remember. So I'm gonna read it. Faith, 2018 has been interesting. The year felt like you was split in two parts. January until June was very hard for you, but July until December brought so much joy and happiness. I'm writing to remind you of how far you've come and to encourage you to hope for the future. School. It's your last semester of college. Get excited. There's so much to do, but it seems as if there's not enough time. I hope you are able to accomplish your goals and present your research. I'm rooting for you. As this chapter of your life comes to a close, remember the lessons you've learned over these past 5 years. Remember the tears you've cried and the friends you've made. College was tough, but there was so much joy in the struggle. It made you who you are today. Be grateful and never forget. By the way, please make sure to study for the GRE. Take it as soon after graduation. Hopefully you get into the master's program that you want that will open doors for you in tech. LMAO, that did not happen. I did not take the GRE. I did not go to grad school. So, you know, here we go. Okay. So the next section is job. Just job, y'all. I just said job. Okay. I could have said just career, but it says job. In 2017, you didn't have intern experience. In 2018, you gained 2 internship experiences, and now you have research experience. You are a team lead for your own research project. You go, girl. Your focus now should be on discovering what you enjoy about working in corporate. Ask yourself what lifestyle you want to lead as an adult. What do you think you'll enjoy? Think about this as you go to work every day. Whatever you do, try not to get pigeonholed in a specific career. You need job flexibility and an array of skills for the tough economic times ahead. Be ready to move if necessary. Yo, that's crazy. It's crazy I would say that. Like, girl, listen, y'all don't understand. I really be clairvoyant sometimes because even I knew the ship was getting ready to tank. And it was 2017, y'all. Not 2018, the end of 2018, right before my last semester of college. And I'm out here saying, you don't need to get pigeonholed in a specific career. I need flexibility and an array of skills because the job market's going to be tough. The economic times are going to be rough. And I also say to be ready to move. Y'all, I cannot make this up. This is so crazy. Like, I was really out here. I was on it. Okay, so personal. One thing you should work on is your relationship with your immediate family. In the past, you took them for granted, especially your mother. I know you two are very different people, but I'm hoping you will work past this rough patch in your relationship. You have such a dynamic personality that attracts people to you. But remember, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. So make sure you develop strong allies this year and seduce the people around you. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Whew. Okay. This is the love life one, y'all. This is the love life section. I'm sweating because I don't know what I said. Because I know what I did, but I don't know what I said in this letter. Okay. So love life. In 2018, you settled. Period. You just wanted company and someone to be with. That's okay. No one is perfect. And I don't think you're weak for caving into the natural desire for companionship. But in 2019, I hope you've become empowered to demand better treatment. You deserve the world and you need a man who will lasso the moon for you. Don't settle for what's easy. Believe that the fierce love and loyalty you seek is out there. I can feel it. The man for you will shower you with so much love. He will be a source of strength for you, someone you won't have to doubt. Don't settle. Don't make that a habit. Remember that you accept the love you think you deserve. Okay, coming in clutch with the advice that I did not take. But anyway, finances. Your 20s are the best times to build. You are building character, discipline, and financial aptitude. Become shrewd with money. Learn how to generate multiple streams of income, passive and active. Get to work on your virtual assistant business. Take whatever jobs you can, but make money. Okay, that was odd, but make money. Focus on spending and, if possible, investing. Invest in gold and resources. It will help you in case the stock market crashes. Why am I so concerned about the stock market and the economy, y'all? Because Faith knew. She knew. She knew. This time of your life is about planning your future and budgeting for the success you desire. Time is on your side. Okay, I got to stop, y'all. Can we take a moment? Can we take a moment to acknowledge that I straight up said that I need to work on my virtual assistant business? And y'all, 2 years later, what am I doing now? What am I doing now? Running a successful business. So I don't know. I feel like I did that. I feel like I did that. Hey, hate if you want, but I did what I said I was going to do 2 years later. That's crazy. I'm so shook about me really out here talking about the economy the way I did that, though. Like, I really, it's like I knew that America was garbage. But anyway, this is the last section, y'all. I'm so proud of the woman you are becoming. Fierce, sexy, bold, intelligent, capable. You are all of those things. You are a woman to be reckoned with, the type that knocks the wind out of people. You have never been normal. You've always been in a league of your own. Now, as a 23-year-old, you need to grab life by the horns. Become the woman you were destined to be. No more hiding, no more doubt, and no more excuses. Manifest the life you've dreamed of and watch it become a reality. Past Faith is looking at you, and future Faith is relying on you. Your choices matter, so don't let us down. Wow. Y'all, that was a good letter. Like, these letters start to get more and more accurate the more time goes by. So I opened that in 2019. Now, I'll have to update this episode with the one for 2020. Y'all, I'm shook. I'm really shook. Like, I really want to open the one for 2020 so bad, but I'll let y'all know when I can. I can't open it until Christmas. So maybe I'll do a special Christmas episode. We'll see. But anyway, I think my overall impression of some of the aspects of my life that I was talking about, I think that at least for school, the whole thing with going to school, going back to school for my master's may not even happen. We'll see. If I were to go get my master's, it would absolutely be in like some sort of like STEM, like a statistics or like a analytics, something or another. It'd be something along those lines because I kind of like that stuff. More statistics than analytics, but that's neither here nor there. Not sure if that'll ever happen. I do think that I started a business. That was good. I've been talking about it for a long time. So I'm surprised that like I actually followed through with what I said I was going to do. I did end up moving. Ironically, the fact that I wrote that was very interesting because I did end up moving for work when I graduated college. So that happened. I think as far as my love life is concerned, a lot of the times when I was writing these sorts of like letters, I would say by 2018, I was like in this on and off again relationship with this guy. And it was pretty toxic. In my opinion, it was very toxic. I'm pretty sure my friends would agree with you. I don't know if I'm really ready to talk about that on the show yet, but I probably will. So I was with him for the last like year and a half of college. And I was also with him after college, by the way. But the point is that I was with him. That was like definitely why I talked a lot about settling, because I felt like I was settling in some ways. So I think that like, now my life has changed because I'm not technically like with anyone, to be honest. I'm just kind of like out here. I'm just out here. And it's not a bad thing. Like, I don't think like it's a bad thing to just like, you know, just be chilling. But I think that my mindset now is less focused on who I'm going to date. Like, I don't even take that seriously anymore. Man, this is so bad. I don't take it seriously anymore. I think like my main focus is on other things, and where before I used to be very concerned and almost obsessive over trying to find someone because I felt like I needed someone to complete me. I needed a guy to validate me, to make me feel better about myself. Now I don't feel that way. Like, if anything, I could do without a boyfriend. I don't really actively want one right now. Like, if it happens, it happens, right? Like, I'm not against it, but I'm not necessarily for it either. It's just what will be. And I think that it's a healthier approach. So I've grown a lot in that area. Finances, I've grown a lot in that area too. Like, I actually have like a dashboard that I created to manage my own stuff. So I would say that I'm definitely looking better on that front, but I do need to work on my discipline because I spend way too much on food. I did then and I do now. I mean, I guess I have no Chick-fil-A budget because Chick-fil-A is banned in this household, but I absolutely admit that I do spend a lot of money on food. I don't spend money on anything else but food, cat food and human food. That's it. As far as like stuff with like my family, I would say that like that has not changed. Well, it has, but it hasn't. So my dad passed away in 2019, right before I graduated college. So it's been over a year now since he's passed. And I think maybe I might talk about that in my next letter. When I read the one for 2020 that was written in 2019, perhaps I do talk about that. So I'm not sure. But the point is that like, you know, 2019 was a very interesting year. You know, I graduated, I moved, I got a new job, my dad died. 2019 was a very pivotal year for me, and it kind of set me up for 2020. So I'm very curious to see what I had to say about that year. I think that more broadly speaking, you know, my dad's death kind of, it changed a lot, but it changed nothing. Like, I think now I'm pretty much, I don't have any resentment towards him for being a dick. And I certainly don't really think about him often, honestly, but it, I guess every once in a while it does come up to a degree. So I don't know. I think that like I've definitely like within the span of a year from 2019 to 2020, I definitely, you know, have moved on, and I definitely have learned about forgiveness and I've learned about, you know, the power of family. And I think I've kind of made more of an effort to connect with some extended relatives. So that's nice on a personal familial note. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm in a good place right now. Honestly, I do. Like I said, I look forward to the next letter. I'm trying to think about what I'm going to say because Christmas is not too far from now. So I have to really do a lot of thinking on what exactly I want to say in this next letter. Because I think this next letter is going to be a lot longer and a lot more specific. And I might detail that for the podcast. I might talk about it on the podcast and may not. I'll at least read the ones that have already happened, but I don't know if I'm going to read the one I write for this year. And I'm kind of not sure what to say because so much can change within the next few months that, like, you know, it could drastically change everything I'm going to say in that letter. So I don't know. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this little segment. I think it was very interesting for me to kind of take a stroll down memory lane and reflect on what's changed and what stayed the same. I think I'm a completely different person now than I was back then. And I'm sure you guys are too. Growing up will change you. And as I approach 25, you know, I'm trying to find more ways to be reflective in my life. So that way I can have something to refer to, kind of like moments in time where I can look at what it was that I was, you know, saying and doing and reflect on what's different moments in my life. So journaling, I'm not a huge fan of, but I do try to do that. But I think these capsule letters throughout the years is the best way to measure year to year the highlights. Just get the highlights. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate your support. Please rate this episode 5 stars. Go ahead and go on Apple Podcasts and rate us 5 stars, please, because you love us that much. You can find this podcast wherever you listen to your favorites. So, you know, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, tell your mama and your cousin. And thanks so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.